is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Some voice news, the Global Link.
President Hichilema directs security agencies to maintain peace during election period. Zambia intensifies surveillance amid Ebola outbreak in neighboring DR Congo. And strike over high fuel prices paralyzes transport in Kenya. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed all law enforcement agencies to remain on high alert and ensure a peaceful environment before, during and after the elections. President Hichilema said as the country enters the official campaign period, Zambia must remain peaceful, orderly and secure. In a statement on his official Facebook page, the head of state said democracy requires robust debate and the free exchange of ideas, but warned that any actions threatening peace, unity, public order or national security will not be tolerated. President Hichilema stressed that the law will be applied firmly, fairly and without favor, regardless of political affiliation or social standing. He further warned that any individual or group found wanting by the law, including members of the ruling party, will face the consequences of their actions. The president said that he has since directed all law enforcement agencies to remain vigilant throughout the electoral process. He assured law-abiding citizens of the state's full protection before, during and after the elections. The Anti-Corruption Commission ACC has expressed concern over remarks attributed to former Minister of Health Alex Katakwe during his farewell address delivered on Thursday last week, where he allegedly suggested that there was nothing wrong with public officials receiving something for talk time from members of the public for services rendered, describing such acts as appreciation. The Commission has categorically stated that the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 clearly defines corruption as the soliciting, accepting, obtaining, giving, promising, or offering of gratification by way of a bribe or any other personal inducement or temptation. SEC Acting Head Corporate Communications Chulufya Chisanga said that in this context, gratification refers to any corrupt payment, whether in cash or kind, other than a casual gift, adding that the Act further provides guidance on what constitutes a casual gift, stating that such a gift must be conventional, unsolicited, of modest value, seasonal in nature, and not connected to the performance of official duties. Ms. Chisanga has therefore reminded the former minister that a bribe may often be disguised as a gift or token of appreciation after a favor or service has been rendered. Consequently, the remarks attributed to Dr. Katakwe are unfortunate, as they have the potential to encourage public officials to accept rewards in exchange for services rendered to members of the public, an act that contravenes the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2001, said Ms. Chisanga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Chisanga has therefore urged all public officers to adhere strictly to the provisions of the Code of Ethics for the Public Service and Local Government and to disregard the statements attributed to the former health minister. The Ministry of Health, through the Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, has intensified national surveillance and emergency preparedness measures following the World Health Organization's declaration of a public health emergency of international concern over the ongoing Ebola disease outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. The declaration was made by WHO Director General on May 17, following alerts issued by the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, citing active community transmission and increased cross-border risks in the region. And Ministry's Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Kennedy Lishimbi, highlighted that to date, the DRC has recorded 8 laboratory-confirmed Ebola cases, 246 suspected infections, and 80 deaths in Ituri province, with the outbreak reportedly spreading to the capital, Kinshasa. Uganda has also confirmed 2 laboratory-confirmed cases in Kampala, linked to cross-border transmission, said Dr. Lishimbi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Dr. Lishimbi has warned that unlike previous Ebola outbreaks caused by the Zaire strain, there are currently no approved vaccines or targeted treatments for the Bundibujo strain, making rapid isolation, contact tracing, and strict infection prevention measures primary strategies for outbreak containment. Meanwhile, Dr. Lishimbi said the ministry is investigating a suspected viral hemorrhagic fever case detected in Luansha District on the Copperbelt province. On 13 May 2026, a 46-year-old woman from Kafuo Block Farms in Luansha District of the Copperbelt province was admitted and isolated at Ruan Antelope Referral Hospital after presenting with symptoms consistent with hemorrhagic illness, including severe nosebleeds, vomiting blood, and profound weaknesses, said Dr. Lishimbi. He said the patient remains clinically stable and continues to receive supportive treatment under strict infection prevention and biosecurity protocols. Dr. Lishimbi has since encouraged the public to observe personal hygiene through regular hand washing with soap, avoid direct contact with body fluids from individuals presenting with unexplained illness or fever, and to immediately report any person experiencing sudden fever and unexplained bleeding, among others, to the nearest health facility. A 59-year-old man of Lusenga village in Samfia district of Lopula province has died after allegedly being attacked by a mob that accused him of practicing witchcraft. The deceased has been identified as Chonde Chitumbo Chawu. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the incident occurred on May 16, 2026, around 20 hours, in the Mulakwa area of Samfia district. Mr. Chilavi said police received a report of a mob attack in which the deceased was allegedly assaulted by a group of people using sticks and stones, leading to his death at the scene. Following the attack, the mob damaged property belonging to the deceased, and his house was destroyed, while a house belonging to his sister was set on fire and some property was looted, said Mr. Chilavi in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today. He explained that the incident is linked to the disappearance of a 12-year-old boy from Lusenga village who reportedly went fishing with his elder sister at Nyonga River on May 15, 2026, around 15 hours.
On May 15, 2026, around 15 hours, a 12-year-old boy from Lusenga village went fishing with his elder sister at Nyonga River. He was reportedly attacked and taken underwater by a crocodile. A search was carried out by community members. However, the body was not found. On May 16, 2026, the search continued. The family consulted a witch finder who allegedly linked the boy's disappearance to the deceased, Chonde Chitumbo Chawu. This led to tensions in the community and ultimately resulted in a mob attack. The body of the deceased is lying in the Samfia District Hospital mortuary pending a post-mortem examination.
In Africa News, thousands of Kenyan commuters have been stranded and businesses paralyzed as public transport operators went on a nationwide strike to protest against recent increases in the fuel cost. Key roads in the capital, Nairobi, remained largely empty, forcing some commuters to walk to work, with other parts of the country also affected by the transport crisis. Businesses in parts of Nairobi remained shut and schools asked students to stay at home. Local TV on Monday showed protesters barricading roads and lighting fires. Coming up.